This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, April 5th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A chemical weapons airstrike attack early Tuesday has killed dozens in Syria, including at least 10 children. The blasts released an unidentified poisonous gas or chemical substance that caused asphyxiation to those who inhaled it, reports Christian Headlines. According to CNN, it is thought that the attack was carried out by forces of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in collusion with Russian forces. Senator John McCain called on President Trump to say, quote, "We're going to arm the Free Syrian Army. We're going to dedicate ourselves to the removal of Bashar Assad. We're going to have the Russians pay a price for their engagement," unquote. One of Africa's smallest countries, Eritrea, has jailed, tortured, and killed numerous evangelical Protestant Christians. And now, two Christian women in Eritrea died after they went on a hunger strike to spread awareness about their own abuse and the persecution of Christians throughout the African country, reports the Christian Post. The women were protesting against the abuse they were subjected to in detention. Their bodies allegedly carried bruises suggesting sexual abuse. Mervyn Thomas of Christian Solidarity Worldwide said, quote, "It is imperative that this tragedy galvanizes efforts by the international community to ensure justice for victims of crimes against humanity by formalizing and initiating processes to identify and hold perpetrators accountable," unquote. Eritrean President Isaias Afwerki is known to be an alcoholic and a ruthless autocrat who has held the office since the country's independence in 1993. Afwerki apparently fears that freedom of religion might help people mobilize themselves against his authoritarian rule. Psalm 20, verse 7 says, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God." Today, after the newscast, a special report on the Susan Rice Trump surveillance controversy. Stay tuned. With just a week to go in the 2017 40 Days for Life campaign, 373 babies have been spared from abortion, reports Life News. Across America, between Ash Wednesday and Easter Sunday, pro-life Christians stand in front of abortion mills legally, peacefully, and prayerfully, offering literature and help to those women seeking abortion. The total number of children saved since 40 Days for Life started as a coordinated campaign in 2007 has now reached more than 13,000. Praise God for what He has done. Buses in the UK will feature quotes from Scripture this Easter season as part of a campaign called the Quote Jesus Bus Campaign, reports Christian Today. Scripture verses will be displayed on 75 of London's popular Routemaster buses. Verses like, "Everyone who lives and believes in me will never die," and "In my Father's house there are many mansions, and I am the way, the truth, and the life." Howard Condor, founder of Revelation TV and the man behind the campaign, said, quote, "The Bible is a book of hope, and this generation is missing out because it has little knowledge of what the Bible has to say," unquote. Jeremiah 33:3 says, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." Russia's investigative committee has identified 22-year-old Akbarzan Zalalov, a man linked to radical Islamic terror groups, as the man who launched the suicide bombing on a subway train on Monday in St. Petersburg, Russia, killing 13 other people, reports Fox News. Detectives say they found his DNA on a bag holding a second bomb in a nearby subway station, which crews defused before it could explode. In an interview this morning on CBS, Gayle King spoke to Ivanka Trump about criticism that she does not publicly disagree with her father on some of his policies.
"Why isn't Ivanka speaking out? Where is she on Planned Parenthood? Where is she on gay rights? Where is she on the rights of women? Where is she on climate change? You're being held personally accountable for not speaking up. What do you say to your critics?"
I would say not to conflate lack of public denouncement with silence. I think there are multiple ways to have your voice heard. In some case, It's through protest, and it's through going on the nightly news and talking about or denouncing every issue in which you disagree with. Other times, it is quietly and directly and candidly. So where I disagree with my father, he knows it, and I express myself with total candor. Where I agree, I fully lean in and support the agenda and hope that I can be an asset to him and make a positive impact. But I respect the fact that he always listens. It's how he was in business. It's how he is as president.
And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, April 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2017, invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. And now, as promised, a special report. The unmasker has been unmasked, reports Fox News. Less than 2 weeks before, sources said it was Susan Rice who requested to unmask the names of Trump associates caught up in sensitive intelligence reports. Former President Barack Obama's national security advisor said she knew, quote, nothing about, unquote, surveillance allegations. Listen to the conversation between PBS's Judy Woodruff and Susan Rice back on March 22nd.
We spoke earlier this evening with former Obama White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice. It was her first interview since leaving the White House. I began by asking about the allegations leveled today by House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes that Trump transition officials, including the president, may have been swept up in surveillance of foreigners at the end of the Obama administration.
I know nothing about this. I was surprised to see reports from Chairman Nunes on that count today. I mean, let's back up and recall where we have been. The President of the United States accused his predecessor, President Obama, of wiretapping Trump Tower during the campaign. Nothing of the sort occurred, and we've heard that confirmed by the director of the FBI, who also pointed out that no president, no White House, can order the surveillance of another American citizen. That can only come from the Justice Department with the approval of a FISA court. So today, I really don't know to what Chairman Nunes was referring, but he said that whatever he was referring to was illegal, lawful surveillance, and that it was potentially incidental collection right. on American citizens. And I think it's important for people to understand what incidental means. That means that the target was either a foreign entity or somebody under criminal investigation, and that the Americans who were talking to those targets may have been picked up.
Susan Rice doesn't exactly have the greatest credibility when it comes to speaking the truth. She infamously went on 5 Sunday morning talk shows in the wake of the Benghazi terror attack to claim the assault was spurred on by a little-known YouTube video, an allegation that proved false. Rice also said that former Taliban hostage Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl served with, quote, honor and distinction, unquote, in June 2014. Soon after his release from enemy captivity. 7 months later, Bergdahl was court-martialed on charges of desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. Fox News reported that the names, once unmasked by National Security Advisor Susan Rice, were widely disseminated through the intelligence community and to some in the Obama White House. The Blaze reports that this is further evidence to prove Trump's accusation of wiretapping, or surveillance more broadly, against former President Barack Obama. This has been another special report. I'm Adam McManus. We want to invite you to join us at the NOAA Conference in Cincinnati, Ohio, on Friday, August 11th and Saturday, August 12th, 2017. We are in a worldview war today, just as Noah was when he was building the ark. The Noah Conference will equip you to disciple your children in an ungodly generation with the right worldview. Admission to Ken Ham's Ark Encounter is included for your whole family. Register at noahconference.org. That's noahconference.org.